We bring you prayer and praise time on this Monday afternoon. You can always call us with your prayer requests and prayer supports at 770-297-9797 or send a text message to 678-928-1826 or an email to mail at WGTJradio.com. Today we're pleased to have as a special guest in our studios Maxine Wagner, who is with an Hall County Prayer Group, getting ready for the National Day of Prayer, and it's already here coming up on Thursday. May 1st will be the Prayer of the Square and all kind of great things happening coming up on Thursday. Always good to have you, Maxine.
Oh, it's always great to be here, Mike. We appreciate you giving us the time to promote this special event.
We were talking earlier, how many years now?
This will be actually our 11th year to do the prayer breakfast and our 13th year to do the Prayer on the Square.
So tell everybody what National Day of Prayer is all about.
Well, the National Day of Prayer has been around for a long time. Actually, some of the presidents even established it before the country even was established. It was the first day that they called for a day of prayer. But it's been officially, this is the 74th year since it's been established as a day of prayer for the whole nation. And along the way, it became one of the presidents put into place that it would always be the first Thursday of May, and for people all over our nation to gather and pray. And there's all sorts of activities going on. I just love to picture the things happening all across the country. And there'll be things on the there in Washington, at the Capitol and at the White House. And tonight there'll be Thursday night there'll be a special event, even televised from the national group. And it's a wonderful day for people from all nationalities and religions to gather together and pray for our nation.
If I remember, I think it was President Reagan that designated the first Thursday in May for the National Day of Prayer.
I think you're right. That's correct. Yes. And there have been several people who have led the national organization. And just about 3 years ago, I think it was Kathy Bransell, who is actually from Georgia. She was the head of the organization here in Georgia for National Day of Prayer. And she took over the whole national committee. And oh my goodness, they have just expanded it immensely. They do things all year long to keep prayer events going all across the country and secure more leaders in all of the different communities to be involved. And so it's not just a one day thing anymore, but there is that one day, the first Thursday of May, that's really the emphasis for everyone to stop what they're doing for some time during the day and pray.
Tell everybody how you got involved.
Well, Brandy Sandoval and I, probably maybe 15 years ago or more, we joined forces. We had, both of us had some Hall County prayer things going, and she, we joined together to form the Hall County Prayer Group. And so about 13, 14 years ago, the people from the Fisherman Organization, it was a men's business prayer group, mm-hmm. or men's prayer group, and they had been doing not only just Bible studies in the area, groups all around the county and community, but they also had done the prayer on the square. And I don't know when it started officially with them, but they had done it for a few years. And then they also had the prayer breakfast, the men's prayer breakfast that morning. Well, I think they were running short of people and had been worn out over the years of doing it. And they heard about the Hall County Prayer Group. So they contacted Brandy and asked if we would be willing to take it over. And so for about 2 or 3 years, we took over the Prayer on the Square first. I think they asked us if we would just take over that one event, and then they would still do the breakfast. So we did the Prayer on the Square starting in 2013. And then a couple years later, they asked us if we'd take over the breakfast. And so this is our 11th year now doing the prayer breakfast at the Civic Center. And we've just kind of tried to, make it move forward in a new way. We've changed some things and added some things, and it's just helped it grow. And it's become a really great event that includes probably at least 400 people at the breakfast. And on the square, it's been growing every year. I think we had almost 200 last year.
So. Oh, wow. How about that? Our guest today on Prayer and Praise Time is Maxine Wagner with the Hall County Prayer Group, talking about National Day of Prayer coming up on Thursday. This is a nationwide event here locally in Hall County. It takes place on the downtown Gainesville Square with prayer on the square between noon and 1 on Thursday. And then the National Day of Prayer breakfast takes place at the Gainesville Civic Center coming up on Thursday morning. Tell everybody about that, okay?
Okay. The doors open at 6:15 and the breakfast starts at 6:30. Longstreet serves our breakfast. It's always amazing, of course. And we have tables that are sponsored by churches and ministries and businesses. And we have like 50 tables usually that are filled that are sponsored, but there are always individual tickets available. Some of the businesses turn in a few of their tickets for other people that they can purchase at the door. So the tickets are $20. And if you just want to show up at the door and come in, it'll be great. We have Josh Clark is our keynote speaker this year. There'll be some wonderful music. We have Anita Cantrell coming from, I believe she lives in North Carolina. And she has been here several years ago. She came for the event, and we've asked her to come back. So she's doing the music at the breakfast and at the square. And at the breakfast, of course, one of the wonderful things to me is that we have time to pray. We have different leaders of the community that are leading in a 1-minute prayer on all of the actually 9 areas at the breakfast. And so they'll be standing up and leading in a 1-minute prayer that everyone agrees with. And so that's a special time of corporate prayer that will happen along with the other things.
So everybody know about how they can get tickets. Is there a special year to go to the door?
No, I think the easiest way right now will just be to come to the door Thursday morning, and there will be some available. There's always extra space. And the breakfast ends at 8:15, so we do that to make sure people can get back to work on time. Mm-hmm. And so you can come in anytime, 6:15, and it's over at 8:15.
All right, very good. 2 hours there, a great way to start the day. Yes. That's what's great about it. Get start the day there and then get ready for the prayer on the square at noon.
Right, right. Yeah, we always encourage people to come on over, take your lunch time, your lunch hour. The prayer on the square starts at 12 o'clock, and it's over right at 1 o'clock. So it's just that hour time, and a lot of people do just come over during their lunchtime, and people, they're around shopping on the square, see something going on, and they come in. We have 8 prayer stations all around the park there in the Center Park in Gainesville, and it's just a beautiful setting under the trees, and we have some corporate time of praise and worship, and then we do like a prayer rotation of stations where everybody splits up into all those 8 different groups, and every 3 minutes a bell rings and everybody rotates and it goes to the next prayer station. So everybody has an opportunity to hear a really good prayer. We have a great prayer leaders that lead those 3-minute prayers. And they pray for the area on church, for family, education, business, military, the government, and the arts and media. And so it covers all the main areas of influence in our country. And then we end with some corporate a song and just close out the day. And we're just praying for good weather. Whenever it's nice weather, we get even a bigger crowd. But there's plenty of places now to park with the new parking decks. A lot of people like to come early and eat lunch ahead of time on the square, so they make sure they've got a place to park. And we start right at 12 o'clock. So we'd love to have everybody come down and join us that day.
So the big things will be praying for good weather coming up on Thursday, and then also praying for the National Day of Prayer and for the prayer breakfast coming up on Thursday morning. And it's always a great event. It's like having a church service there inside the Civic Center. I heard it's really a great thing.
Yes, yes. And it's just, it's really a impacts the community, I think, in a different way than anything else, because it involves, like I say, people from lots of different denominations, lots of businesses, some that have sponsored it for years and have been around our neighborhood, our community for years. And then there's new businesses. We have several new sponsors this year.
Good.
And then, like I say, some of the local ministries will sponsor a group. And sometimes we have people who will purchase a table and donate it for us to offer it to different ministries. And and so that's a wonderful way for us to be able to reach out and include them. But it's just a great atmosphere, and even and on the square, of including and encouraging Christians from, you know, all walks of life and all denominations to come together as one to lift up our nation in prayer, which we always need. And it seems like every year we say, even more than ever, we need it this year.
I know also in the past you'll have gone down the street down on J.C. Joe Parkway and prayed even for Israel,
yes,
too.
Yes. Afterwards, when it's over at 12, we always invite people who would like to go. There's going to be somebody who's going to be leading a group down to the Jesse Jewell just to stand in silent prayer in support of Israel. They have some Jewish flags of Israel and posters and banners to just hold up and for people to see that drive by to know that we are lifting up Israel in prayer.
Well, it's always great to have knowing the Christians and the Jewish people also can get together in one mind and one accord,
yes,
they say, and go ahead and be praying and showing the unity for Israel.
Yes, for sure. Yes, certainly.
You got anybody blow the shofar now since Miss Millie's gone?
Oh, no, we have not ever. We have not replaced Miss Millie. She's hard. She's a hard one to replace.
Oh, absolutely.
But that's a great suggestion that we need to reach out and find if someone else is playing the shofar, because that added a really, really special.
Well, I could get you a recording. I've still got
her
playing it. And then you go ahead and just somehow get some kind of speaker system going out there and just blow it. That would really be something.
Yes, it would.
It's powerful to have that.
Yes, that is. That is special.
Yeah, really our guest this afternoon on Prayer and Praise Time, Maxine Wagner of the Hall County Prayer Group, her and along with Brandy Sandoval, great organizers and who developed this event into what it is right now. Let everybody know about how you even got started in this thing and why you got started.
Well,
like
I said, when Brandy originally with the prayer to things and going in Hall County, I'm not sure how Brandy got involved organizing some prayer conferences. Just at, I know I went to one at a church, and that's how I met her. And I was doing, after 9/11, I was approached by a gentleman who really felt led to have a community email a prayer ministry that would go out to first responders. So we really made contact and reached out to all the fire stations and different first responder groups in our county. And we took anybody that had a prayer request or something to pass on. Then we had prayer. We had people in a lot of different churches were the prayer coordinators. And I was the one that set up all the email a list and would get prayer requests to each of the churches. So they ran across each other at a conference. And she approached me and just said, well, why don't we join forces? Maybe we could do things together. So we did do two or three prayer conferences, big prayer conferences at churches. And then before we were approached about taking over the National Day of Prayer activities in the community. And once we started that, we haven't done a lot of other conferences. We did something for 9/11 commemoration a couple of years ago. But this takes a lot of our time and a lot of work. We're just a small little group. We have about, Brandy and I headed up, and then we have about four or five others that join us to help for the specific activities. So it keeps us busy, and we just feel it's so important to give our community and our county a chance to keep prayer alive. We like to say we're keeping prayer alive in Hall County, because even though many people belong to different churches that pray, there's very few opportunities for people from all across the county and different churches to come together and really lift up our community in prayer. And so I know at the time Brandy was approached by the fishermen, she just felt too, and all of we just thought, well, you know, if we don't do it, who's going to do it, because mm-hmm. We didn't want it to just fall through the cracks and not be done anymore. It's too important. Prayer is such a vital part of our everyday life, whether it be individuals or businesses or churches or groups or whatever. So it's just our way of being able to serve God in our community by making it easier for people to, or encouraging people to be involved in prayer that might not do it otherwise.
It's one time of year you and I get a chance to see each other too.
I know it. We always look forward to it. It just seems like it was like 2 months ago.
It does.
It goes, every year goes faster and faster, but I was telling you earlier, it does seem like the more years we do it, the easier it gets in some ways, because we have kind of the basic set out, the plan that we do, but there's always the footwork, and of course that's what, just being involved, it's important, but that's what makes it so meaningful too, and special, just reaching out to new people every year. And Brandy's, I call her, we're a good team. She's the visionary, and she always has ideas for new ways to do things, or how do we change it up a little bit this year. And I'm always the one who I have to keep her sometimes on the, okay, now let's think about this practically, Brandy. How are we going to handle this? But then I'm the organizer, and she's the visionary. So we work well together, and we have a great team that helps us. And of course, God at the center of it. We certainly would never have done this, could never have done it, unless we felt that God was leading us every step of the way. And he's just been so faithful, because at first, especially, it just seemed so overwhelming. But it worked. He always worked out the details. And mm-hmm. even today, I was mentioning, we had a prayer leader on the square that had to drop out at the last minute. That's not going to be there. But God led us to someone else right away. And he's just been so faithful. So we give him all the
honor.
Look
at the National Day of Prayer on Thursday, the first Thursday in every month. This year happens to be on May Day, on May the 1st.
Right.
So it should be a great time, again, praying for wonderful weather coming up on the Thursday. Not too hot for Brandy and for Maxine from that standpoint. But then the big thing is the way you kick things off on Thursday morning. Tell everybody about your guest speaker.
Okay, yeah, Josh Clark is going to be our speaker, and some of you may have remembered he had run for political office mm-hmm. last year, and he has been a state representative in the past. Mm-hmm. But so he's not serving right now in a political position, but he is just such a strong Christian leader in the community, and a family man that has put Christ first, and a great example of how to, I think, for businesses and younger people to see what can happen with a life when it's turned over to God. And so I think he'll be a great speaker. And I just was glancing down here at the brochure that I had from the National Day of Prayer Organization, mm-hmm. and I love the theme. Every year they choose a different theme and a Bible verse. And the theme this year is pour out to the God of hope, and hope is real big, and pour out to the God of hope and be filled. And that's based on Romans 15, verse 13, that says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, you may abound in hope. And I just think, I guess that really hit me, because I think this year especially, just that word of hope has resounded across our nation and in our communities. And I just think that's a wonderful theme to base the whole National Day of Prayer around.
And to me not seeing anymore, it just immediately had a picture in my mind. And I saw a picture years ago when I could see, on the mall there. And they meet in between like the Washington Monument and I forgot what building it is, but that mall there. And you see so many people involved. We're talking about thousands of people involved.
Yes. I know they've done different things there, in the whole area there around mm-hmm. the Capitol. And I know I don't know this year for sure, but I know most every year they have somebody that's reading the scriptures out loud. Somebody, they rotate, and they have different people coming in and starting, at the whole Bible is read through over, I think it's a 24-hour period.
Yeah, I think it's sort of Wednesday, don't they? Go all the way through Thursday.
Uh-huh. And so there's just, lots of things going on there. And like I said, then I've just read about the time that evening. You'll just have to look on. I don't know what stations carry that live, but there are any of the Christian radio TV stations. Mm-hmm. I think you can catch that in the evening. I believe it's around 7 o'clock. And I know I always love it going home after a long day of activity. I'm always so bushed and just ready to sit down and relax. I think, oh, I don't want to do anything else today. But then I love to sit back and turn on the TV and see what's going on. And I know they've got several famous, you know, singers and speakers, mm-hmm. and it'll be a great program. I think it's probably for about an hour on that Thursday evening. So if you can't catch anything else during the day because of work or whatever, you can tune in on Thursday evening and see what the national organization is doing.
Yeah, I think it goes there from the Capitol, which is such a great background.
Yeah, they've done it the last couple of years in the Rotunda area.
Oh,
I
really?
Know. Yeah, they've filmed from in the Rotunda. So I'm not sure, you know, I think they've done it different ways. And
wow.
So, yeah, Kathy has changed some things up, too. And
well, tell me that. How about the different things y'all have done, things that are new?
Well, we've just, you know, I don't know exactly. I had gone to the National Day of Prayer years ago when the fishermen were doing it, and they always had some good speakers, and it was a nice event together. But we just tried to take it a step further and making sure that we had some really specified time of corporate prayer and trying to involve more of the community and the prayer and leaders to be prayer leaders. It's been neat to us to see how several businessmen. We used to have we started out having a prayer leader at each table.
Right.
And then we did that for a few years. Then the last couple of years, we had our 9 prayer leaders come up to the stage and pray from there. Well, Brandy got the idea this year, let's do it where they just stand up at the table where they're seated so that the prayer is down with the people even more. And there's going to be somebody going around with microphone to hold it up to them for them to pray when it's
good.
Their turn. And so we just changed that up a little. But we've tried to make even more of a focus on it being a day of prayer. And besides having a good speaker and some good music. So just tweaking little things and trying to move it forward another step. And to keep things interesting and to really involve more and more people. But so I started to say some of these prayer leaders, the men, businessmen especially, who have stepped forward to, I think, are becoming more and more comfortable with praying out loud with people. And it's just neat to see people growing in their prayer life and in their spiritual life.
We're talking with Maxine Wagner of the National Day of Prayer. She's with the Hall County Prayer Group and looking forward to Thursday, May 1st, which is the National Day of Prayer. There is a national website. I think it's nationaldayofprayer.org, and you can find out all the details about the National Day of Prayer, its history, and what they're going to be doing. Probably, I think they also have a live video stream, even with the people reading the Bible from Wednesday into Thursday, and with
mm-hmm.
the big event coming up on Thursday night. And it would be great to see some of our governmental officials be a part of that also up in Washington while they're up there. Doing their job in Congress, to get a chance to see them. And it's a wonderful event that we said President Reagan started the first day of May,
yes.
back, goodness, probably 44
yeah.
years ago probably
yeah.
now, when he was first in office as president. And it seems like yesterday also been 45 years almost. It's amazing from that standpoint. And Brandy and Maxie been in this for 11 years now. Start things off with the National Day of Prayer breakfast at the Gainesville Civic Center at 6:15. And again, there's still room for someone to go to the door there at the Civic Center. $20 is the price for the ticket to go ahead and get a great breakfast from Long Street Cafe, and then get a chance to hear Josh Clark. It should be a wonderful time to hear Brother
mm-hmm.
Josh. And then we go from there, tell Josh I said hello when you see him on Thursday. And he's really something to hear. And so they'll have the National Day of Prayer on the square, downtown Gainesville, there around Ojo, for the four corners of the square, starting at 12 o'clock noon. And mm-hmm. goes all 1 hour. That's why I say it's so special to know you're doing it for a whole hour mm-hmm. and going through the different mm-hmm. stations. Before you go, let everybody know about the different things we'll be praying for coming up
okay.
on Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday morning and on the square, we pray for the church, the family, the education, business, military, government and arts and media, all of these things for our nation, for our community, our county. So Kathy Bransell, the leader of National Day of Prayer, always writes a special prayer that is read at a lot of the events. And if we have time here at the end, it's just about probably a minute or two. I can read it to close out.
Please.
When you're ready.
Go right ahead.
Okay. All right. I just love her prayer. It says, God of hope, fill us with all joy and peace in believing so that we will abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. You have caused us to be born again to a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Therefore, we hope in what we do not see. This world is not our home or reality, but the Lord is our rock, our truth, our certainty. God of hope, we pour out our praise and are filled with your powerful presence. We pour out repentance of sin and are filled with forgiveness and righteousness. We pour out pain from the attacks of the enemy, anxiousness, fear, anger, and you fill us with courage, assurance, and love. We pour out our needs, the desires of our hearts, and are filled with your kingdom, provision, and purpose. We pour out our hearts for our nation, for the people and places, relationships and responsibilities that the Lord has established, the church, family, education, business, military, arts, entertainment, media, and government. May all who live, serve, and steward in these be filled with your purpose, wisdom, strength, and truth. Let your loving kindness, O Lord, be upon us as we have hoped in you, in abounding hope, anchored by our hope in the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Great job, Maxine. Tell everybody how to get in touch with, find out more about the Hall County Prayer Group.
Oh, well, Brandy is not here. I can tell you, I don't know her. Oh, yeah, I was going to give you her email address.
Sure.
But I'll give you my phone number, Maxine sure. Wagner, is 770-540-3770. And my email address is MaxineWagner1@gmail.com. And Brandy's, I don't know right off the top of my head, but
we
can give you information.
All right, one more time, it's MaxineWagner@gmail.com, right?
MaxineWagner1.
@gmail.com.
So
okay.
Feel free to reach out.
All right, very good. Always great to see you. Appreciate you joining us today.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, have a great day on Thursday.
You too. Have a blessed one.